They reached the village green and waited for the carrier's cart that went just a bit faster than walking pace and would take 5 hours to get to Two Shirts, where, so Tiffany's parents thought, they'd get the big coach to the mountains. Tiffany could see it coming up the road when she also heard hoofbeats coming across the green. She turned. It was Roland, the Baron's son, on a fine black horse. He leapt down, then stood there looking embarrassed.
"You're, going, then?"
he said to Tiffany.
"Yes. I got, this for you. I had it made by a man."
He held out a package wrapped in soft paper. Tiffany put it carefully in her pocket.
"Thank you."
And she dropped a small curtsy. Strictly speaking, that's what you had to do to a nobleman, but it only made Roland blush.
"I, hope you'll like it." "Thank you."
She curtsied again because of the effect it had. It was a bit cruel, but sometimes you had to be.
"Here's the cart. Don't miss it."
It would be very hard to miss the cart. It was so slow that stop never came as a surprise. Tiffany sat among packages, fruit boxes and rolls of cloth, her old boots dangling over the back of the cart as it lurched away on the rough road. And she knew Miss Tick. By now she'd be bursting to ask, because witches hate not knowing things. And sure enough...
"Aren't you going to open it?"
"Open what?"
"He gave you a present."
"Oh, I'll wait until later."
She didn't actually dislike him.
She'd found him in the land of the Queen of the Fairies and had sort of rescued him, and now he'd taken to hanging around. She kept accidentally running into him on walks more often than was really possible. He was always polite, but she couldn't stand the way he kept looking like a spaniel that had been kicked. But admittedly, he was less of a twit than he had been. On the other hand, there'd been such a lot of twit to begin with.
"I've never seen that before," said Miss Tick.
On this side of the hills, the chalk rose out of the plain quite suddenly. And there was a little valley cupped into the fall of the down. And there was a carving made in the turf. It had been cut away in long flowing lines, so that the bare chalk made the shape of an animal. "It's the white horse." Tiffany welcomed it as an old friend.
"Why do they call it that?"
"Because chalk is white."
"No, I mean, why a horse? It doesn't look like one. It's just flowing lines
that look as if they're moving," Tiffany thought. It had been cut out of the turf in the old days, people said, by the folk who'd built the stone circles and buried their kind in big earth mounds. And they'd cut it out 10 times bigger than a real horse, and if you didn't look at it with your mind right, the wrong shape too. Yet they'd owned horses, and they weren't stupid people just because they lived a long time ago. Tiffany had once asked her father about the look of the horse, and he told her what Granny Aching had told him when he was a little boy.
"'Tain't what a horse looks like, it's what a horse be.'